I think there's one question you should ask yourself when it comes to these basic rights, basic human rights, that are being held back from people by the state. What is the compelling state interest in denying those rights? Does the state, what purpose is served by telling somebody that they cannot go, when they go to the hospital and may be dying, that their partner or the person that they love can't come to see them? Is there a compelling state interest in that? And if you say, no, there's not, then I think you should support this bill. Let me give you some facts. And you have a letter from Mayor Foster. I want to let you know it passed 8-0. No controversy whatsoever. And the mayor wrote a letter in support. Mayor Bill Foster, you have his letter. There have been zero staff impacts. It's had absolutely no, not even a temporary person when we first started and we had a little bit of a rush. Not one extra staff hour has gone to that. Not one single legal issue has arisen out of it. So they're going to tell you that it's violating the Constitution and it's you know, it creates problems and people could, you know, not one single legal issue has arisen from it. And let me assure you, in addition to our very good team of city attorneys that have examined it, and also Pinellas County attorneys, and I'm sure attorneys in all 18 of those jurisdictions, and did not find problems with it. Mayor Foster is an attorney, and there are two attorneys on our city council. They also examined it. No legal issues. It helps businesses, because if you're a business, it lessens bureaucracy at businesses, because now all you have to do when you offer domestic partner benefits, say, show me your domestic partner registry.